This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1217. That being said, change your mind on IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Linking phrases are a must for both IELTS writing and speaking. You can't get a 7 or higher without them. Having said that, it's not easy. Today, you'll learn phrases for contrasting ideas that will boost your IELTS scores.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Aubrey, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. My toe's a little sore. I had surgery yesterday, guys.
Right. She did, you guys. And she sent me the gross video from her toe surgery because I love gross stuff. Having said that, I probably don't want the gross stuff to happen to myself, but seeing it happen to someone else, I think, is entertaining.
Yes, right. I didn't love it happening to me or watching it happen to me, but it was really fun to send you the video and my sister who also loves gross stuff. It was really gross, guys, right in time for Halloween.
Ew. That sounds terrible that I feel like that sounds terrible that I like watching gross stuff. Do you think that's like a negative characteristic?
Good question. I don't think so. I love that about my sister and you now, because when something like this happens, at least there's the little bit of a perk to have someone to send it to that's going to be excited to see it instead of it just being all negative that I had to have a toenail removed. It was because I hiked the Grand Canyon, guys, and that can mess up your toes and your toe. If you run a marathon or do a big hike, FYI, PSA, you have to use toenail softener as it grows in. Nobody Ooh. Told me this. Nobody told me. Now I know.
Gross. Guys, if you go back and listen to that brief exchange, you will notice that I used a transition phrase, having said that, because that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about some really, really native and formal ways to offer a contrary viewpoint, right, on IELTS speaking and writing. What made you think of this idea today, Aubrey?
Yes, we had a student, Neha Aurora, one of our 3 Qs students, posted a question in our Facebook group and asking for linking phrases. And we also got a listener question about these phrases. Having said that, if you're not following All Ears English, make sure to follow. There'll be an episode about that very soon. But we realized how excellent these are for IELTS, right? You have to use linking phrases, both in writing and speaking, to get your cohesion, coherence, or fluency and coherence scores up. And this is one of the hardest things to do, to know how to link your thoughts, link your sentences in a high-level way.
I love these phrases because there are certain transition phrases that we hear repeated all the time by students, right? And however is one that we hear a lot. And so today's phrases are a great way to replace those more common linking words, right? So let's get into this. Can you explain and maybe give an example of when you would use having said that? Do you think, let me ask you another question first though, because it says in there, right? So is it appropriate for writing?
Yeah, I think no, right? This is a little tricky because you're actually saying like, having said that, meaning according to what I just said, right? So if you're writing, it is too informal. Maybe for the informal essay when you're writing, you know, to a friend, because we don't literally mean I just said something, right?
Yeah.
It just means that being the case, that being a point. So I would say for task one, informal letters to friends only, and not for any other IELTS writing.
Totally. Exactly. It is a little bit nitpicky, you know, to be like, well, but said means talking, so you can't use it in writing. And some examiners might not consider that inappropriate, but I think a lot of examiners are very nitpicky. That's kind of our job. Like, we're literally paid to, like, you know, go through your writing and decide if it's good or not and what words we like. So I think a lot of examiners might hold that against you, you know, but that's more like around a band 7-8. But that's where you guys are aiming for.
Right.
So there are so many better phrases than using that anyway, like so many better contrast phrases.
Yes, definitely. So in general, I would say for these that we're going to give you some great examples for, having said that, that being said, plan to use them on IELTS speaking. They're perfect for IELTS speaking. They're going to boost your fluency and coherence score. And then there's so many better options for writing that are safer.
Yeah. On the contrary, in contrast, like there's that list goes on and on.
Right.
Maybe we'll have to do an episode about that if we haven't already. Contrast words. I'm sure we have, guys. If you go to allearsenglish.com and search transition phrases or search contrast linking, I'm sure we have some resources for you guys. But let's get into some examples.
Yes.
Because that's really where you guys are going to learn the most, is hearing this in a way you could use it on IELTS. So again, we're using two phrases to provide a contrasting idea, right? Or contrasting information, opinion, what have you. So you can say, having said that, or that being said, right? Don't mix them up.
Exactly. And sometimes we'll shorten that being said to just that said. And
yeah,
all three
I love
of these
that.
Are different enough, right? I wouldn't suggest using all three, especially not in the same answer. I mean, certainly not in the same answer. But
that would be funny.
Yeah, might be a little like, I don't know about that.
That wouldn't make any sense. You can't contradict yourself more than once, I would say.
No.
Like,
it's gonna get confusing.
Change directions once in your speaking answer.
Right.
There's another rule for you. Okay, so let's, okay. Aubrey and I are going to do our best to give spontaneous answers using the new phrases today for some real IELTS speaking questions. So Aubrey, I'm going to make you go first. I volunteer you. Okay. This is a part one question. Now, these are like impressive formal phrases, but you can still use these in part one and part two for sure. Okay. So Aubrey, do you wish you had more free time?
Oh, definitely. There is never enough time in the day. My to-do list always has items left when I go to sleep at night. But that being said, I waste a lot of time. Like, I'm watching TV, I'm doing stuff that I, you know, should be waiting. So really, it's my fault for not prioritizing.
I love it. So I want you to notice a little bit of grammar there, guys. Like, Aubrey did say, but before this other transition phrase, which some students might be like, what? We don't need so many linking phrases together, but that is a more natural way of using it. I, especially in part one, right? I would totally do that. Like, but that being said, and that's totally grammatically correct.
Yes.
Right?
That would have felt a little formal to me to stop and say, that being said, that would definitely feel great on part three. Right. If I'm sharing something governments are doing and then want to contrast with what they should be doing, then that would feel better to just stop and say, that being said, this should change.
That's an important difference, right? Between part one and part three. In part three, we really are speaking like we write formally in a task two essay. Yeah. Okay. Challenge me. Let's see if I could use one of these phrases.
Okay, this will be a part three question. So what type of media advertising do you like most?
Oh, gosh. I really don't like any, to be completely honest with you. Commercials and advertisements are honestly one of my pet peeves because I'm all about efficiency and I don't want to waste time. And I feel like any ads or commercials or pop-ups or any advertising like wastes my time. Having said that, I do really enjoy funny commercials like some Geico ads, for example. And I don't know why insurance companies have the most delightful commercials these days, but it's true. So I guess I do enjoy those.
Yes. Thank you. The John Hamm with the progressive lady. I can't. It's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. He is hilarious.
He's like, so funny.
Such a good comedian. He's on John Hamm is from a very serious prestige TV show called Mad Men. Guys, John Hamm was the star. And so he's thought of as like this really dramatic, handsome, like, ooh, actor. But he is so funny.
Yes.
Anyway,
you guys, really quick, I have to add this. You have to look up, I think it was an SNL skit called Hamm and Bubbly. Have you seen that?
No.
It's Michael Bublé and John Hamm. And he's a serial killer that's trapped Michael Bublé in his basement. And he's making him sing songs. And so Michael Bublé is trying to sneakily add phrases that share that he's being held in John Hamm's basement.
Oh,
and the name of the company is Hamm and Bubbly. Because he's saying Bublé, Bubbly. It's the funniest thing ever.
That's so fantastic. Oh, so many great recommendations today, guys. Okay, so just real fast before we finish up today, I want to remind you to write down these two phrases, that being said and having said that. Do listen a couple times today if you're not sure how to use them, because we've given you a lot of examples and these are great for every part of the speaking test as well as writing task one, general letters, right? Either formal or informal, you could put these in there. All right, fantastic. Aubrey, I think our students who are going to take IELTS would love a free quiz. Do you think that's a thing people like?
Yes, I remember when I took a test very much like the IELTS exam for French, and I would have killed to know what score I was going to get before I took the exam. It would have given me so much confidence to be able to know that. So guys, you can know what score you would get if you took the exam today. We have created a free quiz, takes you 2 minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore to find out what you would score if you took IELTS today, and you get free resources. So win-win.
Awesome. All right. Very cool, Aubrey. Thanks for chatting today.
Awesome. See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.